He had California on his mind, but he had a lot of trouble getting there. It was an adventure that would take him just about everywhere but that state to be. We go along on the trip with today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Their logo is new and their name is a lot easier to say, but at their core, they are still the same family business committed to providing the best crop nutrients available. Visit agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
John Sutter was born in 1803 in Germany. Educated in Switzerland, he left Europe in 1834 for the U.S. and eventually made his way to what is today Kansas City. He became involved in a mercantile store, taking goods to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
He found out about California. It was a weak government, that there were incredible resources, that the climate was great, but no one goes to California. California's the ends of the earth, and particularly no one goes overland to California.
Steve Beck shares the story from Sutter's Fort State Historic Park in Sacramento. In 1838, Sutter signed on to go to the Wind River Mountains to rendezvous with trappers and exchange goods.
So he finds his way into the Rocky Mountains with the American Fur Company, but instead of exchanging his raw materials for furs and pelts, he exchanges them for an Indian guide and the material to go overland to the West Coast.
He wound up that year in Fort Vancouver, headquarters of the Hudson Bay Company.
Tells them his vision of going to California, and they tell him, of course, no one goes to California. Each time we send our men down there, they're generally chased off because of the hostile natives.
But Sutter was still determined to get to California. He found a circuitous route to get there.
Sutter then finds his way to Hawaii because he does learn that there are some people that go to California. They're known as the Yankee traders, and they are involved in the hide and tallow trade.
California did produce cattle, and those hides and tallow were picked up by the clipper ships that had to stop in Hawaii to catch the winds to get to the West Coast. But Sutter had much adventure yet ahead of him. There's more next time as we travel the countryside in Sacramento, California. I'm Andrew McCray.